Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Today is the last game of the regular season. Me and my friend are going tonight. My hope is to be able to talk to some fans and get their feeling on how happy they are going into the playoffs, how far everyone feels we're going. I feel like we're going to win a Stanley Cup. This is a great team. But this episode is about reflection. I want to go back 17 years ago to 2007. The year of the All-Star Game was here. We were kind of in dire straits. This was the year that there was some question if we were even going to be able to keep the team. The city of Dallas owned us. There was no owner yet. And then Tom Gilardi came in, bought the team, rebranded it, gave us a new look, new jersey, new colors. And as someone that's been a fan of this team forever, when I saw the new colors, I kind of was like, do I like them? Do I not like them? And of course, 17 years later, they have grown on me. But let's look at what's happened in the last 17 years. You know, we battled a lot of struggle and strife here. The last 5 or 6 years, we've been in the playoffs almost every year. You know, 2020, during the pandemic and the bubble, we went to the Stanley Cup Final, lost to Tampa in 6 games. But we've been relevant. And this year, we're the number one seed in the Western Conference, which means for the first 3 series before the Stanley Cup happens, everything has to come through Dallas. There's still a battle between if it's going to be Vegas or if it's going to be the LA Kings. Vegas has a great storyline because it's a rematch of the Western Conference Final, a possible revenge match. On the other hand, the LA Kings is awesome because it's a team that we've played well against this year, that I feel that not necessarily the easier matchup, but the matchup that is best suited for our style of play. And I'm just so proud of the Stars and how far they've come. You know, there's quite a bit of questions right now about who do you rest and who do you start today. I'm going to give you my take on that. The young guys like Stankoven, Johnston, you play them. You keep the juju going. You keep their consistency going. They're young. They need to play. They're going to be a big part of what happens throughout the playoffs. Jason Robertson, you play. You might consider putting Tyler Seguin on the healthy scratch tonight. He was hurt this season. Maybe you decide to let him rest. That's a good possibility tonight. And with a guy like Jamie Benn, he's talented, he's strong. Make it the choice, but I think the captain should be out there with the young Lion mates, continuing to teach them and help them grow. A guy like Joe Pavelski, he is one of those phenomenons physically. He hardly ever gets hurt. You know, it's his choice if he wants to play, but I think he will. But, you know, either way, you know, he could do great tonight and be fine. But I really think it's about who was hurt this year. And I think Tyler Seguin might be the only one you truly healthy scratch tonight. You know, Dadonov should be feeling better, and they're saying that he might play tonight just to get a game underneath his belt going into the playoffs. Now, if I were you, I'd probably start Wedgewood versus Otter tonight. We're getting ready to start the playoffs. We want our number one goaltender out doing his thing when it counts. But that's what that's my take on rest players, don't rest players. A guy like Ryan Suter, I would probably rest him. You know, he's played really well this year. And they've done a great job of limiting his minutes because you got the youngster defensemen like Thomas Harley. Miro Heiskanen's playing phenomenal. Lundqvist is playing great right now. So those are guys that you might want to rest a bit. Anyway, this is my take and reflection on the year. And actually a reflection on 17 years of hockey where there was a time that we almost lost this team to now be considering to be considered an elite contender for the Stanley Cup. You know, we could have been the President's Trophy. New York got that title. Either way, I think we would have been fine. You know, I think this is the year the curse gets broken. New York looks loaded too. So this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and this was a podcast of reflection.